It's Tuesday, the 31st of December. The last day of 2013 already. Ay, my, my. So it's... I can't remember. I think it's about 11. Can I check them? Oh yes, it's 11:15. Long lie in bed. Oh, very grateful for that. But the longer I lie, the sorer I get when I do get up. So it's overcast, gusty winds again. But at least for the moment, it's dry. Seagull soars overhead effortlessly. Oh, having fun, probably. It'd be the equivalent of us humans going for a long walk without having to move your legs. Just spread them out a wee bit and off you go. Whoosh, up the street, round the town, out in the parks. Feeling good this morning again. Longest spell for a long while, that felt good. Guess I've got so many positive things in our minds, I say our minds and my wife's, because off the plans for the new year. Here's hoping we fulfill most of them. It'll soon be a year since I began doing these morning thoughts. I'm pretty sure it's a year come January. Although, I may be totally wrong. Not in my mind, most likely be wrong. But it's immaterial, really. What I was going to say was, it's on a day of reflection, which I suppose for most people at the end of their year, whatever the end of their year is, reflecting on the past year. When I look back, at the moment I'll look back on one thing, and that is doing these morning thoughts. And like Nick Holloway Vox's Breathing Space at 9 a.m, the one I usually catch when I can. It's just, these morning thoughts have become a part of my life now. And I continue them on holiday, wherever I can, whenever I can. It's not always possible, of course. But they become a big part of my life, and I think that's strange. But it's not just the fact that if you like creating a digital diary, or what's the other word? See, there I go again, having problems with words. Words I should know so well. There's my wee fuck away. They're off. Well, let's just say diary for a moment. It's not just about recording how I'm feeling, my health, my emotions. It's about being out in the garden for those 10 minutes, 15 minutes, every morning that I can. So I'm not sat in front of a computer as I used to do, but out here with a hot cup of tea, no matter what the weather, and breathing in that fresh air and watching all my wee birds. There's loads down this morning. Oh, I'm standing below the shed, so they're getting peace. And it's that whole package, that whole 10-15 minute package that I would never want to lose now. You would wonder that 10 minutes, 15 minutes in a day wouldn't amount to much, but it does to me. Rocky's down, and the 5 or 6 wee goldfinches, and blue tits, and cold tits. And I'm not sure, but I do think that is a red poll. I think 2 red polls. Yes, they've come back. Ah, fantastic. Only 2 that I can see. I don't know if the pair are, I think the flock. I think they're gregarious. But those are definitely red poles. What lovely wee birds. Smaller than the goldfinch. Actually, there's 3. One hand is back to me. And I can see its wee. It's blush red. Ah, that's just wonderful, you know. That's a late Christmas present. It's maybe even a sign of the new year coming. I'm going to grab that. I'll take that as a sign. And now I'll have to go indoors if I want them to come down to feeders, which they're obviously looking at. Very timid. Go on, wee blue tit. You show them how to do it. How could you not love a garden with birds?